In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. I love my kids, but I don't always have time for them. There are times that I haven't been able to help them with their homework, times that I haven't been able to play a board game with them, times that I have missed something that was important to them, not because I didn't want to be there, but simply because I didn't have the time. I love you, this congregation, but I don't always have time for you. There are times that I have missed calls, times that I haven't quickly responded to a text, times that I haven't been able to sit down for a visit when I wanted to, not because I'm being lazy, at least I hope not, but simply because I don't have the time. For while I would love to always have time for my children, while I would love to always have time for you, while I would love to always have time for anyone in any of my vocations, that's just not possible. It is impossible for anyone to have time for everyone. Except Jesus. Because look at our text. This text takes place right after the story that we focused on last week. That story when he preached with authority in the synagogue in Capernaum. That story where he ended up driving out a demon. Remember that? Immediately after that synagogue service, Jesus and his disciples went to the home of Simon and Andrew. And when they got there, they found out that Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. Now, we probably don't think of much of fevers today, right? Get some fluids, rest up, and only worry about it if it persists. But in Jesus's day, a fever could be quite deadly. It made me think of like the beginning of COVID when nobody knew what it was. When you got a fever during that time, you maybe paid a little more attention to it, right? Well, when Simon's mother-in-law had that fever in our text, notice what the people in the house did. We read, without delay, they told Jesus about her. And that makes sense. It makes sense that they would tell Jesus about Simon's mother-in-law, for they had just heard Jesus preach with authority. They had just seen Jesus drive out that demon. And so they knew that Jesus had the power to help. It's why, without delay, they approached Jesus. They knew that Jesus had the power to completely heal her. And so without delay, they begged Jesus to show Simon's mother-in-law mercy. And you had that same privilege today, right? Without delay, you can always approach your Savior Jesus without delay. You can beg him for mercy in whatever struggle you are dealing with. For we spent a lot of time recently in Bible class talking about how Jesus is physically present here, just as physically present as he was 2,000 years ago. It's why no matter what you're dealing with, without delay, you can call on him. Without delay, you can beg him for mercy. And he will have time for you, just like he had time for Simon's mother-in-law in our text. For when Jesus found out about Simon's mother-in-law, did you catch what he did? We read, Jesus went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. And this might be one of my favorite healing accounts in all of Scripture. Why? Well, imagine being Simon's mother-in-law. Imagine being full of aches and pains and tired because you have a fever. Imagine wondering if this fever will quickly go away or if it will linger on, if this is a symptom of something more major or if this is a mere annoyance. I think we can all imagine that. We've all been sick with a fever, right? Now imagine that you're sick with that fever and suddenly Jesus himself appears. The one who can preach with all authority, the one who can drive out demons with his powerful word, Jesus himself appears to you and he walks to you and he takes you by your hand. He uses that sense of touch to show you that he cares for you, to show you that he's about to do something great for you. Can you imagine the emotions that you would have when Jesus reached out to you and grabbed you by the hand? Can you imagine how much at peace you would be when Jesus touched you? You've all had a loved one give you a hug when you're going through a rough time, right? Now imagine it's Jesus himself, the Son of God, the perfect prophet, who is reaching out to you and grabbing you by the hand. It's pretty wonderful to think about, isn't it? And then, as soon as he grabs you by the hand, the fever leaves you. No more pain, no more aches, no more tired, but you immediately are restored to full strength, so much so that you can begin to serve. You see, when we recover from a fever, usually it takes a day or two or three until we get our energy back and we're back to normal, right? But not so when Jesus miraculously heals people. When Jesus miraculously heals them, he heals them fully and completely. It's pretty amazing to think about this miracle of how he healed Simon's mother-in-law. And it didn't even stop there. It didn't stop with Simon's mother-in-law. But when the sun went down and the Sabbath rest was over, then the whole town came to Jesus at his door, bringing all the sick, bringing all who were demon-possessed. And when this whole town showed up at Jesus' door, Jesus, he didn't turn them away. He didn't say, I don't have time for you. He didn't say, I've already preached today. I've already driven out a demon. I've already healed Simon's mother-in-law. I need some rest and relaxation. I need some me time. No, Jesus didn't do that for anybody who showed up at that door that evening. Instead, one by one by one, no matter who they were, no matter what sickness or disease they were dealing with, no matter if it was something great or small, something they had been dealing with for a long time or something that had just popped up, one by one by one, Jesus had time. He had time for anyone who showed up at his door, and just like he reached out and grabbed Simon's mother-in-law by the hand and fully and completely healed her, can you imagine him reaching out and touching all these people, laying his hand on each and every single person who showed up at the door, completely and fully healing them? You see, he never got stressed out or overwhelmed. He had time. For Jesus is the Son of God, and so not only does that mean he has the power to heal any sickness and disease, the power to take care of any struggle, but more than that, since he is the Son of God, that means he always has the time. He has time to listen to you. He has time to reach out and touch you. He has time to take care of all of your needs. Because if Jesus had that time on that day at Capernaum, that means that Jesus still has that time for you today. For as I said, it doesn't matter what struggles you're dealing with. It doesn't matter if it's something big or small, something that has just recently popped up or something that has been lingering on in your life for a long time. It doesn't matter what it is. Jesus has time for you. And so without delay, you can always call on him with whatever you are dealing with. Without delay, you can always beg him for mercy. He will never shove you away. He will never say, just give me a moment. I got something more important to do over here. No. But anytime you call on him, he will have time for you, and he will show you mercy. Now, this doesn't mean that all your struggles will immediately go away, right? When you, without delay, call on him. Maybe out of his great mercy for you, the Lord Jesus is going to allow that struggle to persist in your life as a cross because he knows that's a good thing for you. For maybe the struggle is driving you more to the Word of God. Maybe the struggle is preparing you for this greater blessing. Maybe there's a different reason why the Lord is allowing this struggle in your life. But if the struggle persists in your life, don't think it's because Jesus didn't have time for you or didn't have the power to take care of it. He always has time. And always has the power to take care of anything that you might have to endure. For in his mercy, he always will do what is best for you. And as proof of that, just think of what he has already done with your sins. For let's go back to our text. Let's go back to Simon's mother-in-law being healed. Do you remember what Jesus did? He went to Simon's mother-in-law. He grabbed her by the hand, and he fully and completely took the fever away. And isn't that what the Lord Jesus has already done for you when it came to your sins? Your sins are a sickness and a disease, a sickness and disease that makes you so sick that there is absolutely nothing you can do. The only thing you can do when you are infected with your sins is just sit there and wait until you die. That's it. That's all you could do. But Jesus had time for you. He had time to appear to you. And I'm not just talking about when he took on human flesh in the womb of his virgin mother, though that's true. For he took on human flesh all so that he could save you, so that he could have time for you, so that he could actually feel pain, feel suffering, feel his Father's wrath, because in that way he could pay the punishment for all of your sins. Yes, that's how he appeared to you and showed you he had time to you. He came down to earth as a human being for you. But that's not the only way. It's not the only way that he appears to you and shows you that he has time for you. Instead, he still does it today. He's doing it right now. You see, through his word, which actually touches your ear, through that water which touched your forehead, through that bread and wine which touches your lips and goes inside of you, Jesus is present. He is physically present in those means because he has time for you. And when he touches you, whether it's through the word, water, or bread and wine, when he touches you, what happens with your sins? The same thing that happened to Simon's mother-in-law, fever. It immediately, fully, and completely goes away so that it cannot affect you any longer. And you start to serve. You start to serve your brother and sister in love. For once Jesus comes down to you and completely removes all your sins from you, you are changed. You are now changed into a person who can serve your neighbor in love. And so what a privilege it is that with whatever may come into your life, without delay, you can call on the Lord. Without delay, you can beg him for mercy. And he'll always have time for you. He's already taken care of your sin. He's already taken care of that greatest need. And since he has already taken care of your sin, when you call on him for help, he'll be there. and he'll show you mercy. No matter what you're dealing with, he'll be there and he'll show you mercy. Because Jesus, he always has time for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using the words of the Nicene Creed as found in the bulletin.